Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Hey. We're holding on the second and third line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah that we had yesterday, that because it says in the Pasuk, Beshachtu Oitzoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Harboyim, the Gemara learns from that, said the Mishnah, that you have to have three Kitois. Why do you have to have three Kitois? Because of Kahal, Eda, and Yisrael. Each one of those denotes at least 10 people, so therefore you have to have three separate kitois, kohol, eid, Yisrael. And then the Mishnah told us that the first kat came in, they did the avoida, they left, second one came in, and finally the third came in. Says the Gemara Tana, he, that third kat, nikras kas atzlanis, that's considered to be the lazy kat, the people that come late, and the lazy people. Why are you being critical of them? If anything, you should go and give them the freedom award. We need three kitois, and these people were gracious enough to be in the third kat, so they should be rewarded. Somebody's got to do it. What should they have done? Says the Gemara, nevertheless, these individuals that came to the third kat, they should have been mizaris themselves, they should have hurried themselves to be able to come and be among the first or the second kitois. Kidisanya, like we learned, Rebbe Oime Efshala Oibam Bloy Boisim Ubloy Borsi. The world has to have certain core things, including you have to have a perfumery. A bosom is a person that manufactures and sells perfumes, and you need a borsi. A borsi is a person who manufactures and processes tanning of hides. He's what we call a tannery. He takes the skins and hides of animals and he produces them. As we find from other Gemaras, a Bursi unfortunately had a terrible, terrible stench. So much so that the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that when Yidin were Oyla Regel, they weren't Potter, they went up in a separate caravan, separate group. Nobody was willing to go together with them because it was a terrible reyach. It was terrible. Says the Gemara, but we need tanners. Without tanners, we wouldn't have leather goods. We wouldn't have shoes. We wouldn't have ladies' pocketbooks. Can you imagine? Etc., etc. Says the Braisa. Nevertheless, says Rabbi, Ashrei mishum nosi boisem. Ashrei means praiseworthy, meritorious, the person who is zocha to be the perfumer manufacturer, the perfume manufacturer. Oyloi lemi enabach, the one that shimnosi bursi. We need tanners, but unfortunately those people that are tanners, they are stuck in Nebuch, not the most desirable professions. The efshaloilim belois charem ublanikavis. The world couldn't exist without males and females. Ashri Misha Banam Scharam, oh, praiseworthy the person that was zocha to have boys. Oyler the Misha Banam Nekevis, those that have girls. Now, of course, this part of the Gemara is a little bit difficult to understand. What do you mean? Having a girl is a wonderful thing. I have a daughter, Baruch Hashem. Exactly, that's a wonderful thing. So the art scroll says a pshat based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What the Gemara means to say is that a person who has daughters has to be 24 hours a day, he has to be conscientious and careful and constantly watch what's going on, because unfortunately, as we know, even today, you have girls, and unfortunately, the boys start up. That's the second thing. He talks first thing about that one has to be careful that the girl should be tzmius, that all the boys shouldn't try to run after her and cause tzuris. And number two, as you say, the Shidduch crisis didn't start today. It already started hundreds and thousands of years ago. And so therefore, a person that has girls, he has to be able to marry the girls off. Not an easy task. Ask any father and mother today of girls. So even though we need the boys and the girls, it's easier to raise the boys than to raise the girls. That's the simple pshat. I saw years and years and years ago another pshat, and there's a diuk over here. That Misha Bonov Zecharim, the Chayyur should say Oyle Misha Benoisav Nekevos. Right? You don't have Bonov Nekevos. I guess today anything is possible, but at least when we had the normal times, it should say Misha Benoisav Nekevos. And therefore, I saw another beautiful pshat. That whenever you see in Chazal the term Zohar and the Keva, it's typically referring to the Mida that the Zohar has as opposed to that of the Keva. What Mida are we referring to? Because when a Zohar and the Keva mate, the Zohar is the Mashpia, he's the one that is Mazria, while the woman, the girl, is the Mekabel, she's the one that's the recipient. That being the case, whenever we have an army, you need a general of the army, and you need soldiers in the army. But obviously, isn't it better to be the general than to be the soldier? And therefore, that's what the Gemara is telling us. We need both these charim and the kavis. We need the leaders and we need the followers. We need the generals and we need the soldiers. But someone who has a zachar, who is a mashpia, who is a leader, isn't that much better than a person who has a ben, a son, who's in a kavis that's only in makabel, and they say in Yiddish, anuch shleper. Yeah, he follows orders, but he doesn't have any independent say. He's not a mashpia, he's just a mekabel. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Gemara says the same thing over here. Avada, we need three kitos, and we need the third kat as well. But Ashimi, that's in the first kat, or the second kat, and Oyla Lemi, that he's in the third kat, because that's called the kat, what's left. So Gemara Baita, we send the Mishnah, Kamasei B'choil, and B'Shabbos, it said in the Mishnah that there were Kahanim that went and plugged up the hole in the Amma. Amma is that irrigation canal of sorts that ran through the Azara. And they plugged it up so that the water would now go over its banks and overflow and would clean up all the dam that had spilled on the floor as a result of the multiple shechitos of 600,000 animals. Huge, huge crowd, huge, huge amount of blood. So they opened up they stopped up the Amma, then the water overflowed, and it did a cleanup, and then they opened up the stopper, and then the water and the blood went out. And it says in the Mishnah that was Shaloi Birtsoin Chacham. We didn't identify who the Chacham is or was, and that's what the Gemara is going to identify now. Shaloi Birtsoin Man. Who was upset about that? Amr of Chizda, Shaloi Birtsoin Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer was upset. The Rabban no Ami Shmosu, the In Shmos Bamitush. This halacha legabe, the cleanup, the rinsing of the floor, which Rashi says is the same as like sweeping the floor, which we'll see in another moment, is a machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbanan. Is this an Isser di Oiraisa min ha-toira, or is this only di Rabbanan? What's the nafkimina? If it's deraisa, then of course that governs throughout the world, wherever you happen to be. But if it's a drabanon, as we know, there's a famous rule, ein shvus b'migdash, and so therefore we can be a little bit more lenient if you're only talking about drabanon. So the question is, this cleanup of the floor through letting the water overflow, is this an issa deraisa, or is it an issa drabanon, zokti yimara mahi, the sign you will learn in the braisa. Echad ha-cholei v'ha-mechavetz v'ha-megaven ki-groi gris. What are these three things? Cholev is a person who milks the cow. Mechavetz is a person who curdles milk. Ha-megaven is a person who makes cheese. If the amount of the milking or the curdling or the cheese making was the shear of a kigroigris, we learned back in Masechet Shabbos that a groigris is a choshev shear, then the person is going to be over and iser on Shabbos. David, you have to leave already.
I'm sorry, my son is not feeling well.
How long are you sticking around here? For a few days? Hopefully.
A couple days. Yeah.
Wonderful. The longer the better. We're delighted to have you. Kol tov in regards to him. Anyways, so getting back to the Gemara, so it says that these three, the Gemara is going to say in another moment, are Isurim D'Oraisa. Now what are the Isurim D'Oraisa? Rashi tells us, Cholev is a tolda of Mefarik, which is itself is a tolda of Dosh. Mefarik or Dosh means to go and separate one thing from the other. Here you're separating the milk from the udder. And therefore, that is considered to be part of Mefarik. Megabin is mishum boina. What means mishum boina? That you are creating from a liquid a solid by causing the milk to coagulate or to congeal and become cheese. That's called boina. Mechabetz mishum boirer. In curdling milk, apparently you separate between some of the hard part of it and the whey that presumably falls away. Anyway, so lamad, maybe that's why it's called whey, because it falls away. Anyway, boirer, these are three isum diraisa according to the Tanakhama, which we'll see is Rebbe Lesson. And Rashi says that even the Chachamim that disagree at the end of this braisa agree by these three cases, the Cholev, the Mechavetz, and the Megabein, that these are Isurim D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to do them on Shabbos or on Yontif, unless of course on Yontif you're going to use them today on Yontif. That would be Melechas Eichel Nefesh, which would be permissible. Continuing the braisa, HaMechavet, the HaMeravet. Kibbut and Ribbut, both are, if you will, two different stages in cleaning up and in sweeping up a house. Mechabed means that there are crumbs on the floor and you want to sweep up, so you're sweeping. And then merabitz means that a lot of dust comes up as a result of the sweeping. Remember, we're not talking about beautiful tiled floors or linoleum floors. We're talking about floors that usually were made out of dirt, just dirt floors. So if you're now going and being mechabed, if you are sweeping them, you could cause dirt or dust to start coming up. And therefore, merabitz, what they used to do is sprinkle water to go and settle the dust after that, so that it should settle on the ground. Both of those, we have a machloikis between Reb Lez and the Chumim, whether that's an Issa D'Oraisa or Issa D'Rabbanan. Reb Lez holds it's Issa D'Oraisa Mishum Ashvuye Gumois. Ashvuye Gumois means that as you are sweeping and as you're causing the dust to settle, you're going to perhaps go and fill up potholes in the ground. And if you fill up potholes in the ground at home, inside a house, that is a tolda of boine, because to go and build, it doesn't just mean to go and build a 100-story building, it also means to flatten out and make sure that this is a livable abode. If they would do that outside in the chotzer, that would be a different story. That would be perhaps a tolda of choyresh, to go and make the ground level for purposes of afterwards going and seeding it and sowing it. But anyway, we're talking about inside a house. And Mechabed Merabitz says Rashi is Ashvuye Gumois, and according to Reb Lezer, therefore that is a tolda of Bain. Roidechal is dvash means to go and remove the honeycombs from a beehive. Again, according to Tanakama, that happens to be an Issa D'Oraisa. The Issa D'Oraisa is a tolda of Tolesh or Koitzer, even though it's really not Minam B'chub L'Karka in the traditional sense. But nevertheless, it's considered to be also a Tolesh, also a Koitzer, according to Reb Lezer, and therefore, Vaita, it's Osir D'Oraisa. And as a result, Zok D'Oraisa, B'Shogig, if you do any of these last three, the Mechabed Merabitz and Roy D'Chalz B'Tvash B'Shabbos, if you did it B'Shogig, B'Shabbos, Chayv Chatz, like anything you do. He's a B'Yontif, if you did it B'Mezit on Yontif, Loikis Arboim, then you go and get Malkis, Divereba Lezer.
Why is Roy D'Chalz B'Tvash on Yontif Malkis? If it's Ochel Nefesh, why would it be a problem?
Yeah, very good question. Why is Cholev Mechabetz and Megabin a problem?
There's more of a meister there to me than
is making is milking a cow worse than shechting a cow?
It's lighter because
you're allowed to shecht a cow on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
The answer is it depends. If you're going to go and eat from the meat today, it's Melechus Oichel Nefesh. If you're going to drink from the milk today, Melechus Oichel Nefesh. If you're going to go and eat now the honey, Melechus Oichel Nefesh. All that is mutter. All of these cases talking about, he's not going to use it for Yom Tov. He's just going and milking because he feels it's the right thing to do. Maybe he's an official member of PETA. He doesn't want the animal to go and get engorged. That's a separate issue, whether or not this is a Tzar Balachayim issue. But the point is, they did not need the milk. They had more milk for the next week. And the same thing applied to Chalas Dvash. They had plenty of honey inside the honey jars. The reason why he was doing it wasn't for general needs, not for Yontem needs. In other words, it's for Choyl. And therefore, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. You have no right to go and do Melechus Oichel Nefesh unless you need it for Yontem itself. Anyway. So I thought you were going to ask another question.
He starts a shogeg and is amazing.
Well, that's number one. But number two, he starts a shogeg b'Shabbos and he's a b'yontif.
Right.
Shabbos is shogeg and yontif is amazing. What's going on?
Right. Because switching gears.
Exactly. So I think it's the Hasker, I think, brings from the Tzlach, if I'm not mistaken, that the reason why is because when it comes Shabbos, number one, we don't want to talk about a person that does an Isser b'mezen on Shabbos, as well as the assumption is that a person is not going to be mazed, violate Shabbos. Even those people today that unfortunately are not Shabbos observers, they're not doing it lahachas. Most of them, 99.9%, are just tinnik shemishba. They have no idea that Shabbos is any special sanctity that is different than throughout the week. It's exactly the same as far as they're concerned. So therefore, to go and say a person is going to be over be mazed on Shabbos, when do we ever hear of something like that? So the assumption is that a person is going to be over do b'shoyi. So now on Yontif, if you're going to go and tell me b'shoygig on Yontif, what do you do if you have a shoygig on Yontif? The answer is you got to go into tshuva, because there is no chatas. Yes. The chatas is only because on Shabbos, if you did it amazing, you'd have to get kares, But Yontif, there's no karis if you violate Yontif. Avadi, oh, you're a terrible list. If you do it, b'mezid, you go and get malchus. That's what the Gemara tells us. But you don't get karis. And b'shogig, there's no chatas. So to be able to go and identify something that you would do on Yontif is a b'yontif, like a sabbat. And that's why we change channels from the shogig to the mezid, from the Shabbos to the Yontif. Shabbos, it's almost inconceivable that a person would go and be violate Shabbos b'mezid. And Yontif, we have to talk about mezid, because we're talking about if it's b'shogig, then there's nothing to say. Shogig b'yontif, blank. He has to clap al chait and he has to do tshuva.
So mezid b'shabbos would be chayiv kares. I mean, there'd be more of a parallel. The question is not yontif. The question is why is it, I mean.
The answer is because
you don't talk about mezid.
We don't want to talk about it, and we assume that it's a very, very rare to find that chas v'shalom is going to be oiver and Shabbos b'mezid. No, most people are oiver and Shabbos either it's b'shogig or they don't know any better. They're honest al pi hadibur. The echad zeh v'echad zeh is going on the last cases. The mechaber b'rabbetz, which considers like one, he's sweeping, and the roid chalas b'dvash. Those are not min haTorah. Those are only isurim d'rabbanan mishum shvus. So now getting back to the beginning of the Mara, when it says in the Mishnah that the chachamim were upset at the kohanim that were, in a sense, sweeping up, cleaning up the floor of the azara, why were they upset? Says the Gemara, because they held like Reb Elezer, that Reb Elezer holds it as isur d'oraisa. Oy, chachamim were upset. Masha'enken, if you hold like the chachamim in this machlokes, where the chacham holds is only a shvus. No, ain't shvus b'midrash. Nothing to worry about. You can go and do the cleanup effort. Robert, you have a question?
Yes. There was no dirt floor in the midrash. There couldn't be a isur d'oraisa at all.
If right there, good. What Robert is asking is, even though we're talking about cleaning up the floor, it's not the same as sweeping. So if you look at the Rashi is about a quarter down the Amud. It says Shaloi Bertzoin Reb Elezer. Everybody have that? Maybe 15 lines in or so. Shaloi Bertzoin Reb Elezer. The Omer bi Alma Gabi Mechaved. Mechaved means to sweep. The Hainu Dumya de Hadocha. It's similar to Hadocha, rinsing the floor. In fact, you're right. It's different. It's not exactly the same. Presumably, however, even though the floor in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara had tiles on the floor, if you remember, the Gemara says elsewhere that in one of the Toim, they would pick up the tile and there were keys on the bottom. So there were tiles. In between one tile and the other, there was dirt on the floor. And therefore, as a result of, in the case of a sweeper sweeping, or in the case of the rinsing, then also could cause some of that dirt, earth, between the tiles to go and settle in place, and therefore you'd have the same type of ashviya gumais. So you're right, the mechanics are different, but the halachic ramifications are the same, that you have to be careful whether there's anything. Today we don't have that in most of our floors, and if we do have stone tiles, then you would have cement in between. There they didn't have any cement in between, apparently they just had some sand or dirt, and therefore that could also...
For the Sota, they had to lift up a tile and they had to take dirt from the floor.
Very good, exactly. By Sota, you had to lift up and take from the Karka Mishka. Exactly right. Continuing the Gemara, so therefore, says the Gemara, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Elezer, not according to Chum. In other words, the Shaloi Brit sign is Reb Elezer. Reb Ashi, Yom HaFilu Teh Mishlo B'Tel Chachomim. No, I'm going to the Chum too. Reb Nasani, the sign of Nasan Oimeh. Shavuz Tzricha. What Reb Nosson is saying is something very elementary. A person, it's Shabbos, and he has the Yetzahara to be over an Issa Draban. So you know what he says? I have a great idea. I'm going to go into that suspended zone known as the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there I'll be able to do all Drabanans, because after all, Ein Shavuz V'Mikdash. I'll violate as many Drabanans as I can think of. I'll go and take all the types of things that I would normally not do outside, it's also Rabban, I'll be able to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Reb Nosson Chasashon, a shvus that you need for purposes of the avoider, that's of course mutter. I mean, after all, if you're allowed to go and do Isurim D'Oraisa like Shechita, then certainly minor Isurim D'Rabbanan, avada would be mutter if you need it for the avoider. So, ain't shvus B'Mikdash. But here we're talking about the avoider was already completed. They already did all of the Shechita, Medizrika Saddam, etc., etc. So the Kekanim could have said, okay, we're going to do a cleanup effort tonight or tomorrow. They don't have to do it now on Yom Tov itself, or on that on Shabbos itself. So therefore, that's a shvus she'ein etzricha loy hay tiru. So according to Ravashi, this shaloi britzayin chacham goes according to everybody, both the blazer and the chacham. Right, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koy Soyim Malay. Rabbi Yehuda said that there was a benefit in allowing all of the blood to accumulate on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, because after they were finished bringing all of the 600,000 Kabanois, they would go and take a Kois, they would take some sort of Mizrak, some sort of container, and they would go and scoop up a nice amount of the blood, and then they would go and shoot it against, to a zrika, against the wall of the Mizbeach. The purpose is that just in case there was one carbon that they forgot, or they didn't, or the blood spilled out, there was no zrika sadam, and nobody knows which carbon that was. So this way, since all the blood is going to mix, we're going to go and do one zrika to be yoitza for all of those carbons.
An insurance policy.
Okay. Tanya Budaimer. Koyisayimamalimidamataruvis. They used to go and fill up such a kois from the dam that was mixed together. Why? That if one of the shchitois of one of the kabbonis, the dam spilled out, by going collecting it in this kos, you'll be able to machshir it if they didn't do a zrik. Only Rabbi Yehuda, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda, it was a very good idea. However, there's one major technical problem. Because as we've learned back in Kachim, in Seder Kachim, the halacha is, when can you do an effective zrika zadam? Only dam that was niskabel inside a mizrak, inside a kli, inside a bazach, the bezichim, or inside a kois. But it's got to be niskabel. If when you shecht it, all the blood ran down and spilled out on the ground, and now you want to go and collect it from the ground, it's too late. The carbon is no longer kosher carbon. You still have to start from scratch. So therefore, the Gemara is assuming that the blood that we're now being makabel with that kos was blood that came directly from the mokum shechita to the floor, with that not knowing it's kabel b'kli. And that being the case, Rabbi Yehuda, what have you accomplished? Freitimor mino yadi. How did the Chachamim that were not happy, that disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, know that it was not Neskabu Bakli? Maybe it was Neskabu Bakli. It says, Yimor El Hachikamrele. That's in fact what they said. They didn't say Loi Neskabu Bakli. They said, Shem Loi Neskabu Bakli. Maybe it wasn't collected together in a Kli, and therefore you're wasting your time if you're just going and collecting the blood and throwing it against the Mizbeach. So the obvious question is, what do you lose by going and being makabel the blood inside a kais? Shishem Eloi, but maybe, yeah, maybe one out of a thousand.
And that one that wasn't makabel b'kli, so you can't repair that. But the one that was in a kli, that fell on the ground, you are repairing.
Exactly. So the answer to that is, and we're going to see more about this in the Yomit Beis, because the Chachamim hold that what is the ratio between the amount of blood that fell out of a kli and the ratio of the blood that's on the floor, which was non-kosher blood. See, it's not just a question of that you have some kabbonis where you had blood flowing directly from the mokum shechita to the floor, and other kabbonis that it went was in a kli and then spilled out on the floor. That's not the situation. Bear in mind that every single time one checks an animal, huge, huge quantities of blood come out from the mokum hashchita. The initial amount that comes out is what we call the dam nefesh. When the dam nefesh fills up your mizrak, then you go and take it further to the mizbech. After the spurting blood is over, then you have the draining blood, which Gemara is going to call dam tamtzis. That draining blood could be another 10, 20, 30, 50 gallons. That is not qualified for purposes of zrikas adam, and therefore you can just let that go and drain out on the floor. So you have these 600,000 kabbanas where each carbon had 5, 10, 20 gallons coming and flowing out onto the floor. That's the dam tamtzis. And you had perhaps one or two kabbanas where you have the little amount of blood that was inside the mizrak fall on the ground, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is trying to rescue that carbon. Gemara considers that to be bottle, b'shishim, b'meya, b'elef, b'rivava. In other words, that's so nothing.
600,000. Times even more. I mean, it's an enormous amount here.
We're talking about the amount of the blood as opposed to the number of kabbanis.
Right.
The number of kabbanis, the other kabbanis, it wasn't just the 600,000 to one, but you also had a much more amount, a much larger volume of blood. Exactly. So we can perhaps even have 1,000,000 to 1 right. or 2,000,000 to 1. The point is, it becomes so meaningless that it becomes bottle mevotel ka'afadar. And that's why they're saying, what are you bothering? He said to them, the reason why I'm saying that we should go and collect together blood, I recognize the fact that if it falls on the ground from the animal's house, from the neck onto the ground, is gunishvet. I'm talking about a situation was yon niskabel b'kli, and since it was niskabel b'kli, I want to go and redeem and rescue that carbon. Now, how do you know it was niskabel b'kli? After all, you didn't scoop it up right after it spilled out. You're scooping up at the end of the day. So Freytimora element is kavu b'kli minoyada. She says, "Avad kahanim's reason. The kahanim are very, very scrupulous and meticulous about their avoida. There's no question about it. There's no carbon that was kishochin that day that there wasn't a kabbalist hadam inside a kli. Even if there's 600,000 kabbalists, nothing to worry about. It was niskap. Freytimora is reason. And my mishtapach, if they're so scrupulous and meticulous, had it spilled out from the kli onto the ground? Agav's rizu sayu the avdi mishtapach. They were so bizrizes. Everybody's running in all directions at one time because it's just this huge amount of kabbanis being brought. So it's not surprising that as they're running back and forth, one of them of the 600,000 kabbanis could have spilled to the ground. So this is not considered to be anything critical. It's in fact, if you will, praiseworthy. They were so imbued with such excitement and with such devotion and dedication running back and forth. No, these things happen. Pray tomorrow, but I still have a problem. Fali Dhamma Tamsim Uruf boy. Fine. Rebuta, what you're doing is really very, very nice, very, very thoughtful. But don't you have a problem that it's still bottle mavutl to all the Dhamma Tamsis? Everything where Rebuta the Tami, the Yama Dhamma Tamsis, Dhamma Aliyu. Oh, Rebuta holds the Dhamma Tamsis is like regular Dham. Where do we see the Rebuta holds it's like regular Dham? The Sanyu and the Braisa. Dhamma Tamsis be as horo. The Tanakama says that if a person eats or drinks regular Dhamma Tamsis blood, not Dhamma Nefesh blood. Dhamma Tamsis blood, Basara. There is no din of Kores. It's only a din of a lav. Only a din of lav. You eat it, you go and get big, big malchus. But there is no din of Kores. So in that sense, it's much more lenient. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, be Kores. All Dhammas created equal, says Rabbi Yehuda. No difference between Dhamma Nefesh and Dhamma Tamsis. The same Kores. So Oibazoi says the Gemara, that's where the reason Yehuda holds. Even though 99% of the blood inside this kosher is going to be Dhamma Tamsis, that's fine. Dhamma Tamsis is also kosher for Zerika, because Dhamma Tamsis is just like regular Dham, like Dhamma Nefesh. Both of them have been of Kores. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says the Gavi, eating from the blood, all bloods are created equal. But the Gabi Zrika Sadam, you have to do the Dam HaNefesh. How do I know? Because it says in the Pasuk Shemar, Ki Adam Hu BaNefesh Yechap. You want to have a Kapora as a result of a carbon. It's got to be the Dam HaNefesh, not the Dam HaTamtzis. So it's Vayta Shver. The Dam HaTamtzis will overwhelm this little pitzula of Dam HaNefesh. And the Gemara Dash and Dam Shenefesh, Yoitzbe Mechaper, Dam Shenefesh, Yoitzbe Ein Mechaper, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that by Rabbi Yehuda the Dam, Rabbi Yehuda goes to Shitos of the Omer, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. That's a famous Rabbi Yehuda that holds Min the Minoy Loi Vatel. So therefore, even if you have 1,000, 1,000,000, 5,000,000 times Dam HaTamtzis compared to this small amount of the Dam HaNefesh, makes no difference. That Dam HaNefesh does not become bottled. If anything, perhaps it gets strengthened because of its brothers, the other Dam. And now when you go and take the cost, the assumption is that all the Dam has mixed together. So therefore, even though there's only a drop, but that drop is inside the cost, you're doing a Zrika, and you're going to go and the Mekayim, the din of Zrika, on that carbon. That's why Rabbi Yehuda did it, but obviously the others disagree and they hold that Dam is Mevatel Dam. Tanya, according to you, why did they in fact stuff up, put in the stopper in the Azara, and what happened as a result before all the water came to go and overwhelm the Azara? What happened apparently what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that they stopped up both the entrance and the exit, and that what happened is no water is coming in, at least initially, but rather the blood just keeps on rising and rising and rising inside the Ezra. Why did they do that? According to me, it makes a lot of sense why they did that, because we want to be able to retain the blood until the final moment, to be able to take that cost and do the Zrikas Adam against the Mishkan. We don't want to lose, or against the wall of the Mizbeach, we don't want to lose any of that blood to flow out through the Amma. But according to you, it should have been flowing the whole time. Who needs all that blood after all? According to you fellas, if there was one Mizrik that spilled, it all got bottle mavutl, one out of a million, one out of 5 million. The reason why they did that is because it was considered to be a kavod that the Kahanim walked around where the dam goes until the Arkuva. Whenever it says Arkuva in Mesechta's Chulin, it's always a shaila whether you're talking about the knees or you're talking about the ankles. I would have thought we're talking about the ankles. I saw the art scroll defines it as the knees.
Yeah.
But the principle is the same, that there was a huge amount of blood on the floor of the Azara.
The Shai's question, though, isn't all there blood?
Guess what? And the Gemara is going to ask that question. Zok Gemara, so that's the reason why they were poking the Azara. It had nothing to do with trying to be machshir the carbon by throwing, doing the Zrika Saddam, but partially to go and show off to see, you see, you can be so proud of the Yiddish Kinder. Look how many kabbanas were brought. Our feet are totally soiled, totally bloodied, until our knees with all that. Isn't that a chatzitza? Rashi says, it says in the Pasuk, the Omdu, the Kahanim, Lamed Visharis, the Kahanim have to go and stand on the floor of the Azara to do the Sherus, and if you stand on something else, you're not standing on the floor of the Azara. Rashi, for instance, brings in Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, if you're standing on a Kli, or if you're standing on Regel Chaveiroi, somebody else's foot, will probably start screaming at you eventually. But at least at some point, if you're standing on a Kli or Regel Chaveiroi, it's possible because you can't have a Chatzitza. Here there's so much blood, isn't there a Chatzitza? Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Chatzitza, because Lachu Ve'ina Choytis. We're talking about a liquid is not a Chatzitza, give a sign, the Braisa. And now we're learning Hilchas Chatzitza on the Azara, in the Azara, from Hilchas Chatzitza by Tvila, when a person toibles in a mikveh, the Hadam, Vahadiyoi, Vahacholam, Vahadvash, if they are Yevashim, if they are dried, Choytitzin. You have Dam, of course, is blood, and Dioi is ink, and Cholam is milk, and Dvash is honey. If they are in the dry state on a person's body, or for that matter on a Kli, then there's a Chatzitza. Lachan, however, if they happen to be moist, Ein Choytitzin. It's not considered to be a chatzitza because the water can reach the body after all. Ah, so therefore over here too, even though there's blood, it's not considered to be a chatzitza because it's lach. Freitimar, v'komas visvi manayu. That was Brother Shai's question of yesterday. And that is the question. That's the guy. By the time you chop it, it'll be all over.
My pencil has more sweet.
No, don't worry about it. Anyway, it bothers me too. What's his gift?
I know.
Yeah, fine. Anyway, it's going to make their bigod and the big de kahuna dirty, and if they have big de kahuna, if they are dirty, they cannot use it. It's possible. It's like tomorrow, Vitanya, we learned in a braisa, how you bigod and mitush toshin, but all that abidasa psula. We got a problem over here. So if they're the exoidus that they wore went down to the ground, down to their ankles. That being the case, if you have blood that's going up to their knees, then obviously the bottom of the big de kahuna is going to go and get all wet and soiled and bloody. So that void is going to be possible. What are you going to tell me, that they're going to hem it up, they're going to hold it up with the stitches or with their hands or whatever, they're going to hold up the begotten, they shouldn't go and get all bloodied. But then you learn that rice and midoy vad, midoy kimidosoy, shlo yechaser v'lo yoyser. You have to make sure that the midah of the begotten are exactly attuned to his body, not that we mean only at the time of processing and manufacturing and knitting and weaving the big dekuna, but at all times it has to go and cover it till the bottom of his legs, and he can't go and pick it up or let it slip on the ground. It's got to be pinklach. So, bazaar, this eight of picking up manai doesn't work. It's talking about a situation where their knees got all the way up to the knees in blood, and they're now, you said you have a problem. If you do avoid the with begodim which are metushtoshim, which are dirty, which are soiled, the avoid is psula. They're not doing real avoid over here. What they're doing is halachas eforim lekevesh. This is post the zrika, that they're putting their dvarim on the kevesh, the lav avoydi. Why is that lav avoydi? Of course, it is an avoyda, but it means to say it's not ma'akiv. The reason why it's not ma'akiv is because we know the hekter chalom vevarim is not ma'akiv in the base of Middash, because even if the basar or the chalev got tameh or pasul biyotze or whatever, as long as you did a kosher zrika, the carbon is fine. So this is considered to be, if you will, a lowercase avoyda. Zokti Mora, if that's the case, v'loy, you're telling me that it's not an avoida, and therefore they can go even with begodim nitush dashim. Ay, v'ami the boy kahuna avoidi. Talach is the gavadi hector chalom meivarim. This has to be done by kehanim. The son of the dinabraisa. V'hikravah koyin is a kalam mizbeicha. Zua loch is ivarim lekevish. This has to be done by kahuna, and therefore it is an avoida. Okay, you're right. It's not ma'akim b'di'evit, but when they're doing it, it's an avoida. So vayta avidosi psula if they're going with soiled begodim. We're talking about that they walked around with a soiled begodim when they were talking, taking the eitzim to the maracha to add to the eitzim on the mizbeach. That's already the lav avoyde. Avad, you need eitzim for the maracha, but that's not considered to be an avoidance. So therefore, even if you go with dirty soiled clothing, it's okay. Freitimara, fine, very very good. But obviously, they're doing other things too in the Beis HaMikdash besides just taking Eitz Maracha. Freit Yimora, but Bahilochas Eivorim Lekevish, or Bahilochas Dam Miyahechi Azli. Obviously, all of these Kehanim are in the Azara, and after the Shechita, the Kabbalah Sadam, they have to be Moilich the Dam to the Zoyrik, who's standing next to the Mizbech.
Yeah, right.
So now the question is, when they are walking with that, or the Zoyrik himself, all of those people, they're standing in blood until their knees, and therefore all the big Dekahuna are getting soiled. You're now allowed to go and pick them up. So go and tell them that, yeah, when they go and be Moilich the Eitzim on the Maracha, that's not an Avoida. Mazel tov. But when they're doing that way,
right now they're doing the Halacha and the Yezrika.
They're doing the Halacha, they're doing the Yezrika, all those things. And isn't that a big, big issue? Everything about the Mazgi, it's to be, we've had before, that means either platforms or steps, that in the Azora itself, there were multiple levels. You had the flat level of the floor, but also you had steps or you had platforms. And on days like today, on Erev Pesach, the Kahana would stand on those platforms, and so therefore, the platforms apparently were high enough that they were above knee level, so therefore you didn't have the blood getting up to the Itzvi, so were able to stand on the Itzvi without having a problem of getting their begodim soiled, without having to go and put their feet into the blood. So then how did their knees get bloody? Presumably after that void was over, then they went down into the on the, to the floor of the Azara, and then they got it full of blood for the knees.
Wasn't this to be a chasisa?
That's a very good question. Why isn't the Itzvi itself a chasisa? So Rashi says, Rashi about two lines later in the Rashi, the middle is lower down, so Rashi maskeret, it's to be, it's the boy shel binyan hayusham. These were not temporary steps that were placed there and then they took them away. These were built into the Azara itself, firmly into the ground, and therefore they have a din just like Ritzpah itself. So it's not a chatzitza. They were able to stand on that when they did the Halacha Saddam, they did the Zrika Saddam, all the rest. And therefore at that time when they did the actual Avodis, they did not get their begodim soiled. Yes, even 2 seconds.
Walkways, is that what it is?
I guess so.
So, you know, when you have these pictures of the Mitzvah, you have to have all these walkways showing.
I agree.
And if they are high enough to the knees, you have to be careful that they shouldn't fall off. And if it's covered in blood, watch your step. Okay.
Halavai, we should be zoicha to see it soon with our own eyes. You're absolutely right. And you have to have several walkways because you have Kehanim with the silver kelim and those with the gold kelim, and they're in assembly line towards the Mizbeach. And you remember how dramatically and graphically Barry explained it yesterday, that you can have 5 or 6 or 8 or 9 lines from this side, from that side, to the other side of Mizbeach, this side of Mizbeach, all assembly line. So you'd have to have multiple pathways of these steps and platforms, which were all higher than the floor. You got to be careful, you shouldn't trip over them. All of these things. That's why the Kohanim had to go to school for 5 years before they were able to go and start doing their voyage. Anyway, the mission continued on. Kate and Toilum Afshitin. Then we spoke about the Hefshit. You remember we had that they had hooks on the Amudim and they had hooks on the walls, etc. And then if they didn't have enough, then two people got together and they put a piece of board there. And if it was Shabbos, they just stuck out their arms, etc., etc. And then Korah Voitzir said, they took out the Amurim. And Nostim and Magus, Rashi said, yes, the Magus is a Korah. a plate, a tray of some sort. And in the Mishnah it says lihaktira, for purposes of going to Makta. Now the Gemara is assuming that by the use of the term lihaktiram, it means that the person who is doing the Hitzoasa Emorin, he's the one that he's going to go and carry the Magus with the Chalovim to be Makta them on the Mizbech. That same individual, instead of taking his hands, which obviously would be difficult to hold Chalov in your hand, it would all fall out, probably it's too much and it's all greasy. So they put him in such a kara and he would take a laktir. Pray tomorrow, Otto, who gufe ham makta lo? So Rashi points out that this type of work is not an avoider. So even a czar can go and be the one that does the placing of the chalovim inside this magus. Obviously, the haktorah has to be done by a kohen. We had that in the pasuk before. The hiktor hakohen, the hikra of a kohen is a kohen amizbecha. That avad has to be done by a kohen. However, the haktorah has to be done by a kohen. But the taking of the emorin out of the animal, of the carbon, and putting it inside the magus, so the haktiram would seem to be an imprecise term, because it sounds like he's the one that's doing it. Everyone emol haktir al gabi amizbech. So now, it doesn't mean that he is going to be makter it, but means 4 hectare on the Mizbech. So not that he's doing it directly, so this Lashon of Haktirim doesn't mean that he's going to go and do it, but means it would be. In fact, the Gilyon HaShas changes the Lashon a little bit, because notice, according to the way our Gemara says, so it's not Lahaktiram, Eben Lahaktiran. The whole difference between Lahaktiram and Lahaktiran is the difference between a Mem and a Nun, which is, of course, here in Aramaic, that has absolutely no significance, no relevance. But if you look at the Gilyon HaShas from the Kiva Eig on the right hand side, he says, Torah Chloima, Vihiktiran. Ah! So initially it said that the person who put into the Magus Vihiktiran, he was Makter. He was Makter, he's a Tzar. It could have been a Tzar, could have been a Kohen, but it could have been a Tzar. Presumably they had many Tzarim, especially on Erev Pesach, because every Kohen was needed to be involved in the Avodah. Right? You have this huge volume of Kabbalah. So the Hefshem Yituch was done by Tzarim. That being the case, Vihiktiran, he was Makter it. Oh, this right tomorrow. Who gufei have a maktalu? Everything mora, it means lihaktiran, meaning put in the magus, and now we're going to call the kahanim and say, okay, kahanim, take the magus away and take them to the mizbech. Finally, we have the Mishnah Yotze Kasri Shoina, and then after that, after Shabbos was over, everybody went and took their carbon home. Now, how did they carry the carbon? After all, it's against the law now to go and sell plastic bags unless you charge extra money for it. It's all a question of money. But anyway, so they didn't have plastic bags. They had done the hefshit. That's what they were doing by attaching it to the wall and attaching it to the amudim. They were mafshit. They took off the hide, the skin, and now they hid the carbon Pesach inside the hide and carried on back of them as if they were carrying a sack in back of them with the carbon Pesach inside the ark. Om Rav Ilish, Rav Ilish said, Tayois, that's the same way as the Tayois. Who are Tayois? Last Rashi of the Perek. Derech Sochrim Yishma'elim Huzeh, that when you had the Arab Sochrim that were selling their wares, how did they sell them? They also used to go and put everything together in some sort of bag of sorts, and then a sack, and they would go and carry it, schlepping them on their backs, and that's how they would carry it from place to place to place. What's Rav Ilish's point that he talks about the tithes? So why is he telling us this? So in the back of the Gemara, it brings from Rabbi Yankov Emden. The Rabbi Yankov Emden says that an ordinary Jew might think, it's a bizoyin for me. I'm a choshev yid. Yeah, look at me. I'm distinguished.
Also, hesach hadas is a hesach.
Why is it?
Is there a shtickle hesach hadas?
If it falls down, you're going to know about it immediately.
I'm saying, but it's behind you.
Hesach hadas doesn't mean you have to look at it with your eyes at 24 hours a day. So that means you should be mindful of it. If you're carrying it, you're mindful. You know that it's heavy, and from time to time you have to adjust it and pick it up and pick it back. And if it falls out, you'll know it immediately. Anyway, so the point of the Gemara is, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that a person might think, it's not a covet for me. Can you imagine a Moshe Feinstein Zatzal walking around with a sack on his back and walking around like that? It's a mishay. Oh, but that's you talking about if the sack was full of whatever. Here we're talking about it was full of a korban l'Hashem, a special korban that you bring once a year at a Pesach to go and denote and commemorate and celebrate the geula from Mitzrayim and all the rest. So even if it's not a personal kavod for me, it's a kavod for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The people are osek in taking the korban and they're showing it and they're not hiding it and they're not concealing it under their jacket of some sort. They're showing it. Rebbeinu, I'm so happy. There used to be a. They say there's a minig among the Taimanim, and I think even some Ashkenazim do that, at the beginning of the Seder, they go and take, they walk around and they say, this is the way Ayin left Mitzrayim with the Betzekois, Shichmam, Betzekois, they didn't have a Terem Yechmat, they didn't have a chance to go and rise and become Chometz, and they go and take matzis in a sack or a bag, and they walk around with it, and they show everybody with the ness of leaving Mitzrayim. So this is similar in a sense. The Bank of Emden says that that's the reason why they took the Pischa Ba'irai, proud of it. So you're going to say, yeah, says Rav Elish Tais, that's how the Sochem do it. So if they can do it, we can do it. Have every reason to be proud of the wares that we're carrying, being the Karban Pesach. No embarrassment is our Kovid Gezach.
I saw,
yes,
from a plugger's snapshot,
yeah,
that there are many things done Pesach night to commemorate the Morgor, the Matzah.
Yeah.
This commemorates, says Shlomo Kluger, the selling of Yosef to the Ishmaelim Seichrim.
Uh-huh.
He says, there are Seichrim Ishmaelim. Uh-huh. Remember how it all started when the Shvatim sold Yosef with bondage.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yes. So then they also had him in such a bag or some such a sack, and they sold him?
I guess. Remember the Ishmaelim.
Fish that. Well, Shkoyach.
Shlomo Kluger. Beautiful. In your history, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was the issue with brain death or something. So he took in a cow, a sheep, and he went to the hospital there and told testing there. Here, himself walking, literally, he's walking with the sheep. They're going to put it on the respirator, so he can pass a look like that. He wasn't embarrassed at all.
Uh-huh.
So who would imagine, you know, a place of going to the hospital with see what the brain death was.
Him a doctor.
Hands
full of blood.
Right.
The issue of brain death was an issue when is actual a person is nifter.
Yeah.
The heart, the brain. So he went through a whole series of tests with the sheep.
Can't blame a doctor.
So to be able to
kind of judge.
Two shots. He was walking. Shut it up.
Dr. Mishnah. Eilu Devarim bePesach Doichin Es HaShabbos. What happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like this year? What things can you do on Shabbos? After all, Shabbos you have to be careful. All the lametes malachas. Zok the Mishnah Shchitosa. You're allowed to shech the Karm Pesach. Zrikas Dom. You're allowed to do the Zrikas Adam. The Michui Krovov. What's Michui Krovov? Michui Krovov means that initially, right after the Shechita is over, the kirbay, meaning the intestines, etc., the stomachs, the whole digestive system, is full of soya, or waste, or excrement. And if you leave that standing just for a couple of minutes, the stench will be terrible immediately. So you're allowed to go and kvetch out. The word michi krova means really to squeeze out from the entire digestive system all of the waste that's there and clean it out, 1, 2, 3. You're allowed to do that even on Shabbos, because that's an absolute necessity for the carton, otherwise nobody will even get close to it. Maktor is chalov, you're allowed to be maktor the chalov. Avol tliyosoy, to go and roast it. Vadochas krovim, to rinse out the gebayim, that's already a later stage, not of removing the tzoya, but rather to go and rinse it out. Those ain't Rechel Shabbos. That you can't do on Shabbos, and that's why it said in the Mishnah that everybody had to wait on Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos to retrieve their Kabbonis Pesach and to take them home for the Tzli, for roasting them for night. Har Kavosei v'Hava Osi Mechutz L'Tchum v'Chatichas Yebaltoi Ein Doichin Es HaShabbos Reblezer Oimer Doichin. Now we have a machloket between the Tanakam and Reblezer the Gabe three things. Har Kavosei means carrying the Karban Pesach, like from Lashon Rechev, from a chariot. You act like a Rechev, you're carrying it. Vavos b'chutz l'tchum, bringing the Karban Pesach from outside the tchum. V'chaticha yabelta, if it has a yabelis, it has a wart on it, that would make it considered to be like a balmum, but it's a mum oiver, you can remove it. Those things you cannot do, ain't doich mis shabbos. Now, what are the three things that we're talking about? Why would they say, why was Rebbe said, Yod Doichen, Tarekam says, Ein Doichen? Mm-hmm. So Rashi explains that these are all Mishum Shvus, these are all Drabbans. Why are these old rabbans? Har kavasoi, because when you're carrying a live animal, so if it carries itself, so you can carry it, it's carrying itself. The rabbanan tassel. Havas mechutz chum, this is not going according to the kiva, this is going according to everybody else that holds that chum is rabban. Chatich zibelt, this is Rashi, he's talking about that he doesn't take it off with a knife, which would be a tolda of gozes, like cutting off the hair or cutting off the wool. Here you're cutting off the wart. Here you're doing, says Rashi, choytcha b'tziparnav oy b'shinav. He does it either with his fingernails or he does it with his teeth, which is only a shmus because it's, says Rashi, it's kelach riyat. So all three of these are awesome mishum shmus. Zok the tanekama ain't doichas Shabbos. They're not doichas Shabbos. The blaz oy medoichas, they are doichas Shabbos. Now from here to the end of the Mishnah, we're going to have a dialogue between Reb Elezer and initially Reb Yeshua and eventually Reb Akiva. Reb Elezer is going to stand his position on one side. Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva are going to challenge Reb Elezer. You'll notice that Reb Elezer is consistent with Reb Elezer de Mila, Reb Elezer in Masech de Shabbos. Right. Reb Elezer says that anything and everything that you need for purposes
Machshir Mitzvah.
Machshir Mitzvah Adoichen. Here too, in the Machshir Mitzvah Gedoyla for the Korban Pesach itself, you need the animal. And if you have to go and carry it, and if you have to go and bring it mechutz l'tchum, or if you have to remove the wart, I need it. So therefore the machshirim are doicha Shabbos after all. Amr Blezer, Balidinu, I'll bring a kal v'choymer. Mayim shchita shehi mishem malacha. After all, shchita is one of the lametes malachas on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said doicha Shabbos for purpose of Korban Pesach. Evashem mishem shvus. These are relatively lenient or lighter matters. We're talking about Isurim Drabanon, not that this is Chas HaShalom trivial, but it certainly doesn't rise to Lamates Molochas the Araisa, like Yitchus HaShabbos. Wouldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu agree that if you can do a Shechita, you can go and do a Shvus? After all, Minatoyer, it's Mutter. It's only Drabanon, and ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. It's Takana in the Beis HaMikdash, it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. But it's for purposes of the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rabbi Elazar, it's illogical to go and say you can do the big ticket items, big malachas, lamites malachas, and you can't do the small things. Amar Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says we find it every yontif. Yontif shechiach shaytiru boy mishum malacha. On yontif, for instance, you're allowed to go and shecht an animal if you're going to eat it today. Achach sheyoch lechol nefesh hu levadi yosel lechem. Anything that's mechlech lechol nefesh is mutter. She allowed to do a shechita. V'asu boy mishum shvus. If you're bringing this animal from another town, and you're going beyond the tchum, then about it's aser. I am allowed to go and do the big ticket item of shechita. Fine, but tchum is aser. It's aser. You can't go and bring it from outside the tchum. Only the blessings. The blessing says to Yeshua, Mazi Yeshua, my right. You bring a raya from a regular yontif that you want to go and shech. My raya is just the mitzvah. Here we're talking about bringing the Korban Pesach. We're not talking about having more meat. Of course, having more meat is a worthy thing. But you don't have to go and dafka use this animal. You can go and use local meat or eat the potatoes or something else. And therefore, says Imara, you bring me a raya from a rishus to the mitzvah, a mitzvah sheish ben kares and korban pesach. And therefore, I dismiss your raya. So Rabbi Yeshua kind of took a back seat position now. And Rabbi Kiva, now Rabbi Kiva came, Heshem Rabbi Kiva, remember Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of both Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Kiva comes and says, V'yomar, Hazor techich, I'll bring a raya from Hazor, Shehi Mishem Mitzvah, V'mishem Shvus, V'netoichas HaShabbos. What's Hazor? What happens if you have a person who happens to be a Tmei Nefesh, and his Shvi'i of the Hazor's Shlishi Shvi'i comes out on Erev, on Erev Yomtiv, and that Erev Yomtiv is on Shabbos, would we allow to do Azar? So we spoke about before the Gavim Mechusik Kippurim bring a carbon. But here we're not talking about bringing carbon, here we're talking about the Hazor itself. Without the Hazor, it's not just he's a Mechusik Kippurim, he's Tamei. Exactly. He's totally Tamei. He won't be able to go and eat anything until he gets that final Hazor, and then of course he has to have a Tevila as well. But Tevila and Nishkefela, that you can do. So Rabbi Kiva, Heshav Rabbi Kiva Yomar, Hazor Techiach, Shemesh Mitzvah. The reason why I would want to be maza on this person is for the Dvar Mitzvah for purpose of the Korban Pesach. Mishum Shvus, you're not allowed to do it because it's a Shvus. What's a Shvus? It looks like Tikkun Mona. Here you're doing a Tikkun Gavra, the Gavra and the Chefza. So therefore, it looks like a Tikkun Mona, therefore, it's also Mishum Shvus. Then you're not allowed to do that as on Shabbos. So therefore, these three items that we spoke about, the harkava, the carrying, the avo michutz l'tchum, and the removing of the ward, there's also, these are all to shvusim. You're doing it for the dvar mitzvah, for the karn pesach. And so therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, I have a convincing raya from the case of Hazor. Omelet Blazer. Sir Blazer says, I respectfully disagree. Regarding the Hazor, I hold that that's in fact in the same category with the other three, just like those three are Doicha Shabbos. Hazor is also Doicha Shabbos. Omaim Shchita Shimisha Malacha Doicha Shabbos. Hazor Shimisha Shvus. And it didn't Doicha Shabbos. Avad it should be Doicha Shabbos. So don't bring me your eye that it's a Shvus that you cannot do. It's a Shvus that you can do, just like the other three. Omelet Bekiva. Who, once you're telling me that, you know what, Reb Lezer, maybe he's asking kind of rhetorical question, and he says maybe we should go and switch it around. What means switch it around? You keep on telling me the Kal V'chaim is Mavchi, do a big malacha. You can certainly do this trifle thing, this hazor. Not really trifle, but compared to an Issa Malacha D'Yoraisa. So Reb Kiva said maybe we should do the other way around. Oichilof, Mayim Hazor Shehi Mishim Shvus, Eina Doichas Shabbos. Go and say these things are not Doichas Shabbos, and now learn from that. Shechita Shehi Mishim Malacha, Eina Dinshloi Titzchas Shabbos. Why not?
No, coach.
How do you know?
No,
we didn't say Daraisa. It's in Bereshit
Bar Kim. Yeah,
I agree with you. We didn't say it.
I think Pashas Boy.
Yeah, and what word does it say in Pashas Boy? It says B'moyadai. But Mayada means that you do it in its time. You can't do it a day earlier, you can't do it a day later, right, even if it falls on Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Lezer's answer to Rabbi Kiva.
But Rabbi says no, though.
Rabbi Kiva didn't say no. Rabbi Kiva is asking rhetorically. You're trying to bring Kal B'chaymes. Madach, you can do a melacha of Shechita. You could certainly do the melacha of Hazor, because that's only a Derabanan. Maybe you should do the other way around. You can't do Derabanan, you can't do Shechita. So, one second, don't be nervous. Omli Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer is Akiva. Akar D'mashikos Bateira. Mamish Rabbi Lezer is now quoting in Zertayr Reb Simcha Ilan, who's going to celebrate in Yechim 3 days the Rosh Hashanah Ilanis. Akiva Karti, you're being oiker a pasuk in the Torah. First in the pasuk in the Torah, b'mayade. Vishtay in the Torah, v'yasu b'nei Yisrael is a pasuk b'mayade. Of course they did b'mayade. When did they did it? Minat Chanukah? They did it on Tzikis. Of course they did it b'mayade. They did it on Pesach. Ben b'chol, ben b'shabbos. So that's the finish of pasuk in the Torah. So don't go into me. I can't do the shechita. Of course I can do the shechita. The Torah says so. Says Rabbi Kiva. Oh, that's what I meant to tell you. You think I'm Uretz? I don't know the Pusik. Of course I know that. Amaloi, he told him, Rabbi, Havali Moyedli Eilu Kim Moyedli Shechita. Just like the Torah is Matir Shechita on Shabbos by the Korban Pesach, because the Torah says, B'mayadah. Mayadah means in its prescribed time. If you're going to tell me that these four items that the Torah has prescribed, that you have to carry the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach from outside, and that you have to go and bring it Mechutz L'Tchum on Shabbos, and that you have to go and cut off the Avelis, and that you have to go and do the Hazor. If the Torah would tell you B'mayada that there's a prescribed time, 3:30 on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, make sure to go and start carrying animals, make sure to go and schlep from Mechutz L'Tchum, make sure that you go and cut off your wards, make sure that you go and do a Hazor. If that's what the Torah would tell you, I would agree. But it doesn't say that. All of these things could theoretically be done at a different time. All the three, for instance, in a measure, the harkava, avo mechutz l'tchum, ikat yichas yibalas, can be done from Erev Pesach, or Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then do it the day before. Make sure you park your Karban Pesach in the Azara, presumably there was some sort of parking space to bring it, and bring in mechutz l'tchum, and cut off the abelis in advance. Now, you don't have the same terrace for the Azor, but presumably that, the Azor, you can go and bring it on Pesach Sheni. I mean, that's the reason why the Torah says, if a person is Tamei, or Bederach HaChoyka, he'll bring it on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Klal HaMerkiva, Kol Malacha She'ef Shlas Oizim Erev Shabbos, Ein Adoichas HaShabbos, anything that doesn't have a Moy Adoy that you have to do it on Shabbos, do it some other time, do it before Shabbos. Shechita She'ef Shlas Oizim Erev Shabbos, because the Torah says, but Moy Adoy, you have to go and check that on Erev Pesach, you have no brainer of doing it earlier or later. Yes, that is Doichas HaShabbos. So therefore you see, Rabbi Kiva wasn't asking a klotz kasha by saying maybe chilof. What he's trying to go is, he wants to draw out from Rabbi Lezer this word b'mayadai. If these were all to the mayadai, I would agree with you. But these can be done in a different way. Why does Rabbi Lezer disagree? Because Rabbi Lezer holds machshir and mila all to Doichas HaShabbos. All these are machshir.
That's the case, right?
Yeah.
You can't have a vote prior to.
True.
He only has to do it that day.
Or you could do it in Chol HaMoed, and then bring the place of shame.
Well, maybe the three should have had like this. If that's the case, you should have everyone should say, even though my out there, but see, it's here, it's here. You want